everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo, yo! Peter, we made it, man. We made it. It is a Yippie Friday. Happy Friday, y'all. This is your KC Morning Show. Peter Sweeney, take it away, brother.
Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. Welcome into your Kansas City Morning Show presented by our good friends, good friends at Charlie Hustle, right?
Our dear, sweet, beautiful friends.
How about
at
them?
Charlie Hustle.
They just are walking around town.
Styling and profiling.
They Woo! Sling t-shirts left and right. The great businessmen and businesswomen with such great ideas at Charlie Hustle. I mean,
man, you are fluffing today.
It is. It's something. What they do is something. If you really want to know, I forgot to pull up weather. Now I have it. So it is about 75 degrees as you're waking up. Do you want your real feel?
Break me off with that Friday real feel. Break me off.
You know, I've noticed something as we get later in the year here that the real feel actually just becomes the regular feel. I mean, there's no...
I have noticed that, yeah. Uh-huh.
Plenty of sunshine today. High 89 degrees. As you get to your Friday night, clear skies, low 67. Winds to the southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. So be careful in the southeast. You don't want to blow away. On Saturday, high of 92, low of 71. On Sunday, high of 93, low of 72. Mostly sunny. Doesn't look like we'll have rain until next weekend. So should be a nice stretch here in Kansas City. With that being said, knowing Kansas City, you'll get rained on today. And that's your Friday weather forecast. Hey, how about it? Wow.
I loved it. I loved every bit about it because that felt like an authentically KC. It was authentically a Peter Sween report, that's for sure.
Yeah.
The weather part's almost neither here nor there, but that was for sure. That was Peter Sweeney doing the weather, y'all.
It's training camp, and something I always emphasize during this training camp season is weathering the storm. We got to weather the storm, and I try my best to do so. I feel like I'm doing it.
Oh, man, that joke right there, that felt like a preseason kind of joke. It's preseason for everybody.
Right.
Chief meteorologist and editor-in-chiefs, both of which include.
You need to preheat the oven before you stick in the cake you're baking.
Okay, what the hell was that? What even was that one?
I'm just telling you, man. Yeah, you're not going to put an oven in the cake and then press preheat.
You have to start off the show with some logic.
I'm backwards there. A cake in the oven. I'm a little bit. I don't know. I'm a little tired.
I don't know what's happening right now. This is that part in the day when you text me and like, hey, how you feeling? You know, I was like, oh, Peter, I am so stoned. It's very it is very much that feeling, but for you this time, roles are reversed.
Right. Yeah. Don't know what to say. It's just been a lot of busyness recently.
Are you okay? Are you glitching right now? I almost feel like you're shorting out on me. Are you that tired? Are they working you that hard?
The first day we won't have sound since Tuesday is Tuesday. So, I mean, we have a lot of news coming in from camp. But you know what? It's fine. This is great, right? Because as of yesterday, Hartzell, we are 3 weeks away from Chiefs and Texans on Thursday night. Arrowhead Stadium, 22% of fan capacity. It is going to be wild.
Woo! I was really hoping, because, you know, when there was that time we didn't know if we're going to have sports at all the rest of the year for any major sports league. And I like the idea of thinking that, you know what, the only real winners of 2020 were your Kansas City Chiefs. But you know what? Now it's time to put up or shut up. We got to, at some point, run this thing back and defend the crown, as we used to say, for the Royals. So I guess we're doing this thing, man. What are you thinking as you are now coming to grips that, hey, We got a job to do. You got a team to cover. Not only are the Chiefs our reigning and defending champions, you are now the coverage of the team. The folks behind the team that cover the team, you're also a defending champion, all right? People from across the country, across the world, look to you for those hot Chiefs takes. And I know that we were worried and talking in circles about what's going to happen as far as, you know, just the world. But now you're back on the clock. Now you got to put your uniform on too. Are you ready to go?
Oh, I am so ready. Bring it on, baby. The great thing is when I will have time during the season for a little R&R. I saw that you saw this on my Instagram, and luckily I didn't post any more additional stories because I know you would have clicked off as you usually do. But I completed my living room, and it's the dope. Ultimate. That's the ultimate batch pad right now. And we got the mini bar. We got a homemade, and I got to plug this guy, Morley Made. It's just actually a friend of a friend. He's just getting his wood making business going. And you can literally say to Jake, make me this, and he'll go after it. So Morley Made, if you're looking for something custom and for a good price, Hartzell, if you need anything for that new apartment, I've seen that, you know, you want one like a wood container for all those plants that you have.
I'm a plant daddy, baby. You're, plant daddy, baby.
If you want to create, you know, if you want to create a wooden irrigation system, Jake might be your guy. So
it looks slick, man. Now, is that a projection type deal you got going on? Because the way it's set up, it looks
I know. So I'm renting right now. So you can't really do a ton with the walls. A lot of these like pictures I have up, I use those fancy stickies. So that's stickies. Part of what I went to Jake with. I said, hey, here's the deal. You know, I want to sort of get that projection look. And you go to IKEA, and every TV stand at IKEA is sort of low, you know, or anywhere really. And so Jake was able to build this thing where it places my TV a little higher, so it gives the impression of a projection. And I was looking last night. You can get pretty cheap LED backlights.
Oh, super cheap now, man. Giving that stuff away.
Amazon.
Yeah.
So it actually doesn't look like it actually is not a projection, but it'll give the idea of
or we're dummy.
Yeah. Being up there.
I know a lot of people. That bar you got, did he also make the bar too?
He made the bar as well. Yeah.
My man, how much was that? Good God, you must be doing. Are you thriving in COVID?
That's the thing.
Are you doing this?
It's a local guy who just started his business, so it's actually not as bad as you would think. So, check. He offers different prices. So if you're really interested, he has again Morley Made on Instagram. It was great. So last night I broke in the new living room, so to speak. I was going to watch the DNC, Run DNC, and
watch some Run DNC something.
Continue. And Rocky was on, so I didn't watch, but I figured
you made foreplay for you. That was your foreplay.
I figured I would catch highlights later, you know, and that's the thing to do nowadays is you catch highlights later.
Well, I'm excited for this
love
setup and arrangement you've got, man. I was very excited when you got the new place because I had a feeling that you were making a transition. I think you're trying to be more of a – I don't know if this is because of what you do for a living. You're trying to become more of a, like a,
right.
a smoozer when you were – I don't know, just trying to maybe
suck
smoozer.
Up – I don't know about smoozer.
Well, I don't know if you're trying to suck up to maybe some folks in the business. I feel like you were trying to be a guy who hosts parties and maybe just host it more, maybe even networking types things because you're someone who does that kind of stuff.
Well,
like hanging out with coworkers and colleagues and stuff.
I definitely, so, you know, let's dial it back a few months back. I went from basically, I mean, you saw my old place with two other bros. It was an old guy frat house, and now I'm living alone, finally, at the ripe age of 31. It's a nice place. I like the location. This was supposed to be a really good year, I think, for me and for everybody. We were just talking about this off air, you know, in the grand scale. And everyone sort of just hit the pause button because, like, this place is great, right? Like, I'm excited to be in this new spot. I can't invite many people over. I've had people over one or two, three, you know, like, but that's about it. It hasn't been more than five. So, I'm ready to – if you can come up with a vaccine, Hartzell, I would appreciate that.
I'm on it. I've got a guy. I got two guys on it. We're fine. Don't even worry about it. Because I was really thinking that, you know, this was gonna be your year. I was thinking maybe even Pete might invest in a little good girl or a little good boy. I thought for sure this might be the year you're gonna get a dog. I pulled up a couple dog stories for you. Is this still a possibility or no?
Well, I don't have a backyard. I feel bad not having a backyard. I have a buddy who has a dog and great dog. But he makes a good point. If you don't have a backyard, it's really tough because then you actually really have to go out twice a day and walk the thing. When you have a backyard, if you're feeling a little lazy, just let that thing out and let it run around a little bit, you know? And so until I make the next move, which will if I'm still in Kansas City, I imagine be right to the Waldo area because that's time. It's time to get into like the pseudo burbs. Because I don't think I'm
adult now.
I don't think I'm. I will say this: if I'm still in Kansas City, I never think I'm going to be a full burb Lenexa guy. But I can do the half burb Waldo life where you're sort of teetering.
You're lying to yourself. You're lying to yourself. You are so suburban, Pete.
Maybe the Brookside. Maybe Brookside. You know, I the Lenexa, the deep OP independence, I don't anticipate living in any of those areas. Not that there's anything wrong with folks who do. I grew up with a Dunkin' Donuts a block away from me. I need some kind of like hustle and bustle in my life.
Okay, because here's what I want you to do then this weekend, because I was going to do a dog little pre-news story. I was trying to get you a pet, so I went and pulled up an article from The Ringer that said, which pop culture dog are you? So, you know, Snoopy, are you Santa's little helper from The Simpsons? Are you Clifford, the big red dog, Einstein? So here's what I want you to do. Instead of us getting into that, although I really think I got a few front runners for you, I want you to take the weekend and tell me what pop culture dog you are. And instead of me guessing, I want to see if my guesses match up. So I'm going to give you the weekend to do that.
You want me to think about which dog I am for the entire weekend?
This is now the most important thing you're going to be doing all weekend long. Chief coverage be damned. Contract extensions, what does that matter? No, this is the content that is key.
I can do it.
All right, Pete. We got ourselves a nice little show. Sean Edwards on the program on your Friday edition, the KC Morning Show. Flicks on Friday.
We're starting off with Flicks.
I'm just setting the itinerary for the rest of the show because it's going to be a big show today. In fact, we went so long with Sean that I think we're going to end up doing like two different parts. Like I'm going to do a whole separate second thing. We went like 50 minutes. Sean is bored. My dude is bored. I don't know if he just needs more movies to watch. Shadwick. But man, it's always a good talk, but he makes these editing jobs so difficult. Well, 40 minutes, I got to cut to 7.
Well, let's get started with the news then, right? It's Friday, August 21.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Yeah! Oh, let's go! Happy Friday! KC Morning Show! Been looking forward to this one, because Pete, I'll be honest with you, man. You have a bit of, got a little bit of redemption that I need you to earn this week.
Oh, come on, man. Last week's was good.
The problem was you set yourself up for failure because for about a month there, Pete, a solid month, you were just, I mean, it's like I was seeing the Jay-Z origin story.
Yeah.
Right in front of me. Like I was watching a young Marshall Mathers come into his own. Mm-hmm. And it was.
Put your seatbelt on.
It was great.
Ready for a ride.
And then I think, you know, they got a little bit tougher.
The wheels fell off.
I wouldn't say they fell off, but they got loose. They got a little jiggly with it.
The wheels were off.
But now it's time for us to right the course. If the wheels were off, now they're back on, and they're ready to take us in the right direction. So Peter F. Swing. The F stands for freestyling on a Friday. Did we right the ship? You got some bars for me, baby.
We didn't run
the
ship.
Are you ready?
I'll tell you that much.
I'm gonna count you in. A 5, 6, a 5, 6, 7, break me off, Pete!
Welcome to your Friday show. Royals are playing, so there'll be a throw.
Oh, no.
There's soccer going on. Love that soccer. You bring the roll, I'll bring the rocker.
Oh, what is this?
Oh, no. What's that, the Chiefs? Well, you better stay back, because I got that beefs.
Oh, Lord. What is happening?
I always win. You always lose. Hartzell. Let's do that news, baby.
If you've done one thing, you've carved out your niche, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Petey badass.
I was waiting for it.
Petey badass.
It's just, you know, it's just not fair to be so talented in so many different things, Pete. You know,
it is.
Some guys have all the luck.
Some
man.
Say that is Oof. Lucky. I call it a burden. And it's tough. It is tough.
COVID.
310 COVID-19 cases were reported across the 9-county region today. While Kansas City, Missouri did not report any new cases, Clay County has topped 1,000. Kansas now has a 13.2% positivity rate. Missouri is at 10.7%. The national average is 6.3%.
These numbers just keep on going up. Oh, they keep going up, man. Let's talk about
Can't breathe in that thing.
Stop it. Would you stop it? I have no time for these conspiracy theories. I have no time today, Pete. I'm going to step on your story. I apologize. You know, sports is easy.
Look, I don't care, yeah.
I got to do it. In fact, this is a big one. This is one of those I think we're all wondering when it was our turn. You know, the Washington Football Club, they've had their reckoning. It is years, decades in the making. And all social media said, you know, hey, guys, Are we next? Like the Chiefs, it's that Spider-Man meme. Like, are we looking at ourselves in the mirror now? And we've got our first real glimmer of some changes.
So on Thursday, the Kansas City Chiefs announced some changes coming up at Arrowhead Stadium for the upcoming season, which is exactly 3 weeks away. First, fans will no longer be allowed to wear headdresses. Face paint that appropriates American Indian culture won't be allowed. And the team is reviewing the Arrowhead Chop, also known as the Tomahawk Chop. The team will explore changes, too, that would allow the drum to better represent the spiritual significance of the drum in American Indian cultures.
I'm so curious to hear what you're going to say about this one, Pete, because as editor-in-chief, yeah, not only are you, you know, you're doing some content, you're writing some articles, you're posting some podcasts, but I also know that you see the back end, like you see the comments section, and I can't wait to hear what that sounds like. But here, real quick, though, in 2014, we began a dialogue with a group of local leaders from diverse American Indian backgrounds and experiences. That's what the chief said in the statement. As an organization, our goal was to gain a better understanding of the issues facing our American Indian communities in our region and explore opportunities to both raise awareness of American Indian cultures and celebrate the rich traditions of tribes with an historic connection to the Kansas City area. We're grateful for the meaningful conversations we've had with all these American Indian leaders, and it's important that we continue the dialogue for these significant topics. We look forward to continuing the work to work together in the future. So, Pete, break me off with some of this Arrowhead Pride coverage, because I will say I've got someone I'm talking to this weekend. She is a staff member at Haskell, the Native American University in Kansas. And, you know, she's someone who was not happy about this. She's been very vocal about, like, changing the culture at Arrowhead. And, you know, she says, like, I see your statement, Chiefs, but you didn't talk to me. And you didn't talk to my folks. So now I'm curious, Pete, what you got on this one?
Yeah, I think to be fair to the Chiefs, it's hard to talk to every Native American in the area. So you got to keep that in mind. This has been a gradual thing for 10 to 20 years, I think. I think they've decided a long time ago that they were going to get away from this part of the team's history. And they've taken Native American dresses and things that are at Arrowhead Stadium pretty much off the broadcast and off team videos and things like that. I don't think they've used it for marketing in a long time. I don't know the exact year.
Right.
So this is sort of just making it official. And it stemmed, I think, from all the talks this year that really, you know, it was sort of the George Floyd thing that I think spurned a lot of these changes, you know? And so it's a brave new world. And I think the Chiefs are doing the right thing. This seemed like a no-brainer. What I'm seeing comment-wise on Arrowhead Pride is a lot of fans are really less upset about the headdress and face paint, but more about maybe the slope this is starting. I think a lot of people really love the chop, and the Chiefs also said that they're going to be talking about the chop. And I think even further than that, there's fans really concerned about the team name. And so any backlash that I'm seeing from this decision is more about those two things being next than this actual decision. So
yeah, this one seems like this was the easy one, right? Like this is, I think, the stuff that even the Chiefs would tell you they knew, like they had to get this one out of the way first, well, because they know that the bigger conversation is next.
Yeah, I used to work for the Chiefs, and this, even like before this decision, this is years ago. I haven't worked for the Chiefs in a couple of years now. They were trying to get away from the Native American headdresses. As the editor-in-chief of Arrowhead Pride, we have pictures that we could dial up in our databases that we don't use them. and we haven't used them since I've taken over, right? It's a bad part of the history, you know, and I think a lot of people realize that for the most part. But like I said, there's going to be a lot more passion if the chop goes away, and then even further than that, if the team decides ultimately to move on from the name. I think that will be the majority in the other way with the fan base of what are we doing, you know, and we'll see how it goes. It is a thing where I think they always had Washington. Until Washington decided we're going to move on from the R name, the critics could always say, well, what about the Washington R's? You know, like, they're a lot worse than the Chiefs. That's no longer a thing.
I hope it's something positive. That's what we all hope, right? We hope it's all something that's going to be more inclusive than exclusive. That's the goal. I mean, I don't know how they're going to police it. I don't think
it can stop fans from doing it. You know, it's not like you're going to kick fans out from doing the chop. And so I just don't ever see. I might be wrong. We've seen different things go away. I tend to think they'll keep the dialogue, as they say, going. And
hey, did you at any point think you would ever hear Roger Goodell on behalf of the NFL saying that Black Lives Matter? Like, did you ever think you were going to hear that? Because I sure didn't. So I've seen, and we've all seen things that we didn't believe and we didn't think we could believe. So this could be another moment that leads to something even bigger and hopefully better. Joe Biden, you can drop that presumptive title because that man is, in fact, he's just a candidate. He is the Democratic candidate, your nominee for president of these here U.S. of A's.
More than 480 days after former Vice President Joe Biden began his marathon presidential race, this was the moment he'd been waiting for.
So it's with great honor and humility, I accept this nomination for president of the United States of America. If you entrust me with the presidency, I will draw on the best of us, not the worst. I'll be an ally of the light, not the darkness.
Over the 4 days of the convention, Democrats pulling out all the stumps, focusing on one unifying message: Trump must not be reelected.
Donald Trump hasn't grown into the job because he can't.
And all of us, whether you're progressives, whether you're moderates or conservatives, have got to come together to defeat this president.
I mean, at times it felt like a weird infomercial, but once we got used to it, I thought there was a super intimate setting. A lot of politics, but man, they made it feel personal. I mean, I really think that they may have pulled this off as well as possible. Honestly, I think it full marks, 10 out of 10. And we had Julie Louis-Dreyfus last night, who was great. Why did they not do more comedy at this thing? Like, this is our new Oscars, right? Like, that's right. How this is going to end up being. Go more comedy, because the blend was great. It was, I y'all know my team. So this was a bit of a fluff session for me all week long. But even just impartially, I thought it was pretty well done. And that was the best speech Joe ever gave. So
politics, when it comes to especially election season, is in general, I think, an infomercial. So on the other side as well, I think both sides, they're essentially trying to sell you that for America. I find that the biggest thing that Democrats need to do here, take this with a grain of salt, it's not someone who necessarily follows it, but just get people to vote. I think there's more people in America who don't want Trump. I truly believe this. I think there's more people in America who don't want Trump than want Trump. And that isn't necessarily to say they won't necessarily want Joe Biden, who I'm not even sure knows he's running for president at times. But
he was senile this week, all right?
We'll see. This is the most, I guess you could probably make a case for every time this comes up, but this is certainly, in my opinion, the most important election in American history. And I think it's going to be close, which is crazy to say, and I'm hoping people go out to vote, because then we get a real true sense of what is the real America. Is that a really great and progressive thing? Is it a darker thing than we realized? We'll know once November 4th rolls around.
Oh man, I gotta drop this audio. This kid last night, he may have stole the show. Braden Harrington.
Then there was Braden Harrington, the little boy who stutters, just like Biden once did.
It was really amazing to hear that someone like me became vice president.
This kid was a star. And like I said, as much as at times it kind of felt like an infomercial, they were able to pull off this whole virtual thing that made it feel like they were actually in my living room. But I'm gonna watch next week. I'm gonna get my popcorn ready.
You're gonna hate watch it. You're gonna hate watch it.
I'm just gonna watch. Man, James Carville. I love James Carville. He was with the Clinton campaign in the 90s. He always said, like, listen, if you're gonna read one of my books, that's fine. You ain't gonna get anything out of it. You like me. For every one book I write, you have to listen to or read three more books from somebody else on the other side. And I think that's a good philosophy to go with. KU, let's talk more KU COVID. The kids, huh? I'm talking about the future. The children are our future. They will propel us, Pete, into a brighter, better world. But we gotta tell them to. We gotta tell them to quit partying first.
The University of Kansas confirmed that 89 people, most of them students in the school's fraternity and sorority communities, tested positive for COVID-19. In a message to the community, KU's chancellor said test results conducted on more than 7,000 people returned 89 positive cases. 87 of those were students. The other two were faculty and staff.
Greek life, you're gonna kill real life if you don't clean it up. This is KU sophomore Alex Hammersmith. He would talk to Fox 4, said that the COVID czar at his fraternity, like I said, This is KU sophomore Alex Hammersmith to Fox 4. He is the KU COVID czar for his frat. He said it's a lot of pressure going up and having to talk to people. You can't have guests in the house. You have to have them with a mask on at all times, traveling throughout the house. It's weird. It's different. But this is where we are. What did you? Were you in a frat?
No.
Have we had this conversation before? Did you ever think about doing one? Because
I don't think you're
a frat guy. I'll be honest with you. I just don't see that.
I was going to when I went to college, and then the girl I was dating at the time just like didn't really want me to do it, so I listened to it. And
was that easy?
I'm actually happy that I didn't. I think it would have really changed my life for the worse. No offense to all you frat guys out there.
We got to do a bit of a tribute here, Pete, on your KC Morning Show. In memoriam, RIP, the mayor of Olathe, Michael Copeland. He passed away last night.
Olathe, Kansas Mayor Michael Copeland has passed away. He was elected in 2001 and became the longest-serving mayor in that city's history. For the last two decades, he helped transform Olathe from a bedroom community to a premier city. Copeland was 58 years old. Kansas City, Missouri Mayor Quentin Lucas called Copeland a kind, intelligent, generous, and affable man who dedicated his life to his family, his friends, and his community. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran said Copeland made Olathe a better place for every family living there and every individual passing through.
I got a chance to meet the mayor. He was speaking at one of my classes at UMKC. This was a long time ago, back when I was still a college student. LOLOL. But he was the longest serving mayor of the city. He was just 58 years old. The cause of death, not immediately known, but John Bacon, now assuming the role of acting mayor. I can't begin to say how much Mike will be missed. I lost a great friend of 40 years, and the community lost a true advocate and cheerleader who loved Olathe. Olathe loved Mike as well. We will do our best to carry his legacy. So RIP, Mike Copeland. Governor Mike in town, Mike Parson. Pete loves him some Parson. I tell you what, Pete's favorite Parson is Mike Parson. And he was in Raytown talking schools, talking reopening.
Hi, everyone. Parson came to Hall's Loving Daycare Center on 87th Street on Thursday. Licensed for 60 kids, they have 25. The owners, Valerie and Anthony Hall, say they're just getting by. And Parson says if schools have to shut down again, then daycare gets even more important.
And what's going to happen if we did have a little bit of an outbreak? If we went into the school system and all of a sudden you got overwhelmed again?
Missouri is spending $4 million of its CARES Act, that's the federal virus relief money, to support daycare operators. Okay. Parson is considering some changes in the state's daycare regulations.
We try to do everything we can to keep down costs on the parents because we realize they need to go to work. But at the same time, I can't get volunteer teachers to come in.
I was talking to Laszlo, my boss over at the radio station, last week. And, you know, he was saying how, you know, he's not sending his kids to school. You know, it's going to be doing all virtual. And that's not anybody trying to preach. That's just, hey, these are the circumstances we got. And this is the decision that, you know, he had to make for his family. Again, that's not anybody throwing any shade to anybody. We got to do what we got to do in these times. But this is another one of those situations where, you know, think about communities. Lazo was saying this too. You know, his neighborhood thought, you know, why don't we just bring some dollars together, all of us, you know, hire some substitute teachers, and if we want to, maybe have like a schooling type deal for our neighborhood. Well, in theory, you know, you want to say, hey, that's a good idea. That seems like a proactive way to do it. But then you got to think, well, think about poor neighborhoods that don't have that opportunity. So like, we have to remember that as we rebuild all this stuff, that the inequalities are just going to get even more apparent. And that's why we got to do it the right way. And we got to fund everybody the right way. So that is my soapbox. But this stuff is important. These are kids. We talk about this on this show, and I hope more people are talking about it as well on other shows, but like the mental health of these kids and these teachers, you know, we have to start thinking about that. And we can't just think about it in terms of dollars and cents. We had to think about it as just a, yo, how's your head doing, kids? Like, how are we feeling right now? How are you living? Let's talk about that. And let's not have to have it like as the precondition of that conversation shouldn't be in terms of, is it right for the economy? You know what I mean? So.
Right. Yeah. I know what you mean. I think there's reasons on both sides. I mean, I think you gotta get, as long as it's safe, I think you gotta get schools started. It's tough. No one thought that the coronavirus would go this long. So you're ending up with some just really, really hard questions.
We got a few more. I got some friends coming down to my hood now. You know, I'm down in the bottoms, and I'll tell you what, man, Pete, these little ass, they better clean up. They better wash some nasty ass hands. There's a wrestling tournament at Hy-Vee Arena. That's my gym. I love Hy-Vee Arena. But we're going to have like 2,500 kids down here, man.
Thousands of people are heading to Kansas City this weekend, all for a wrestling tournament. And it has health leaders concerned.
If we thought that we were doing an injustice to the citizens of Kansas City by coming out from California, then we wouldn't come.
His 9-year-old is among the 2,500 kids and teens from 40 different states participating in the Rocky Mountain Nationals Youth Wrestling event this weekend. City and health leaders are raising concerns as the area continues to see an uptick in cases.
It wasn't an easy decision, but since we would actually have to change our order to prohibit it, we decided that no, it will go on.
Though there'll be more foot traffic in the neighborhood, businesses want visitors to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
We don't want to be the place that wants to make money and, you know, and throw caution to the wind. We're trying to be as safe as we can. And I don't know. I really hope that those parents and kids are going to be doing the same.
Now, Pete, as mayor of the West Bottoms, I just wanted you to know that I got my staff. We're looking at ways that we can get this under control. I'm going to have a press release that I'm going to probably dish out here later today, just getting my thoughts on the matter. And I'll just make sure that I'll be the hero that we need right now. And if I got to bust skulls, if I got to put some of these kids in a chokehold, if I got to hit them with a couple rock bottoms, a couple people's elbows, maybe even, God forbid, a stone cold stunner, I will do that for us, for my people, the people of the West Bottoms.
Well, look, I'm happy that you're standing up for all 10 of you, and someone needs to, right? It's been a while. You have the conch, and so you should move along.
You are such a Ben Affleck guy, yeah? I just feel like when I see you, Pete, I feel like you are somebody that if Ben Affleck and Pete walk into a bar, it just kind of feels like home. That is a match made in heaven. And I want you to know, Pete, that you're going to have a chance to see your boy. He's going to be back. Ben Affleck returning, reprising his role as Batman in an upcoming Flash movie. Because, you know, Ben Affleck, he put the cape aside for, I believe, Robert Pattinson? Pattinson.
Batman. That's great.
Well, guess what? We're going to be doing some flashback stuff. It's going to be a multiverse situation. Not only is Ben Affleck returning, reprising his role as Batman, talks also say, and I think we can confirm it now from everything I've looked up, Michael Keaton also appearing as his version of Batman, or at least Bruce Wayne, because we're going multiverse, baby.
Why did you bring him back to the city?
The port is abandoned. There's a weapon here that can kill it.
Did you find the spear?
I've been a little busy.
This thing, this creature, seems to feed on energy.
This thing is from another world. My world.
I've killed things from other worlds before.
She with you?
I thought she was with you.
Robert Pattinson is going to be taking his crack at the character in The Batman, which comes out next year. The Flash will follow in 2022, which is where we will see Ben Affleck and also reportedly Michael Keaton, both reprising their role as the Caped Crusader. That's dope. I love that. I love Michael Keaton's Batman is so great. I mean, that first Batman, we got the Prince's soundtrack. You got Billy Dee Williams.
I love it.
Jack Nicholas.
Nothing is better than a new movie from Hollywood. Batman. So it's good to hear. I'm so pumped up to watch another edition of Batman.
We're going to wrap it up with this, Pete. Then we're going to go ahead and do some sports and talk about some movies and stuff. But I could not get us out of the news without playing us some audio from the Deepest V. The Deepest V, but in this situation, the V stands for Voice, the singer with the world's deepest voice.
I got a wall.
Got to walk.
Why did you bring him back to the city?
The poison.
Come on, man. You ready? You ready to do the rest of this show? Because I tell you what, I am feeling a certain kind of way now. Got that deep V? Oh, baby boy. Peter, give me a letter. Ooh.
L.
Ooh. Peter L. Sweet. And the L stands for loving. Loving on a Friday. Yay. It's KC Morning Show.
The KC Morning Show.
Look good, feel good. I mean, conditions are ideal. And you're doing both those things right now because you're wearing that Charlie Hustle, baby, the sweet stylings of Charlie Hustle. Peter Sweeney, tell me more about it.
Yeah, welcome into the Charlie Hustle segment of the show that is presented, of course, by Charlie Hustle. Or the show's presented by Charlie Hustle. I'm all
the whole damn thing. The whole damn thing is y'all's, Charlie.
Good for you guys. And they got their Arrowhead collection right now, so that's the hot item as Kansas City Chiefs football gets underway here in 3 weeks. Kansas City football shirts, Kansas City 69 champs, bang the drum, Arrowhead or bust, all kinds of Arrowhead.
I see what you're doing there. You talked about the 69 shirt, talking about busting, about running stuff
No,
back.
We're talking about Chiefs football.
You nasty man, Charlie. You dirty Chuck. I see what you're doing.
They got masks. They got communities. They got the kids collection. All at Charlie Hustle. You can get 20% off KCMS20. That's 20% off KCMS20. Hart's a little nasty to say it again because I'm saying it right now. KCMS20.
I have to one more time because we missed yesterday was National Radio Day. So can you at least have Radio hand me give me that code one more time?
I just told you.
It was radio
I just refused.
Day.
No,
let
no.
That man hang
no.
On
I said it three times. You
one
always make me
year.
Say it one more time.
He
no, I will not
shine.
Say it again. I will not say it again.
KCMS.
There you go.
Come on. Just say, can you say 20?
Eat it.
Can you say
20? How about this? Eat it.
20.
Greetings, Hartzell. Search the force and a tremor I have felt. It was you. Your ego just busted a planet.
The KC Morning Show.
Here we go. It's that time. Friday, y'all. And, you know, it used to be Netflix and chill. Now it's Corona and Cuddle. And who do we need in the situation? We need our Fox 4 and KC Morning Show film critic, Sean man. Edwards. How are you, my brother?
What's up, man? I want that T-shirt, man. Corona and Cuddle. I need that T-shirt.
That's dope. That is now like trademark, that. Copyright, patent
like
pending. Thank you
like
very much.
That. Need that T-shirt in my life. Get my man Charlie, Mr. Mm-hmm. Hustle, on the case. I got to give you a true story. I remember when Chase was first... When he first created the first Heart shirt, he had some samples. And I was on a flight. I was on a Southwest flight going out to L.A. one Friday, right? And, you know, reached in his – he had, like, a backpack. He reached in his backpack and pulled out the shirt. He was like, this is what I'm doing. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And so then when I got back to KC, he sent me one. I was actually, like, one of the first people to wear it.
Man,
real cool dude,
that's
man.
Why, that's real why, cool Sean, just like to pull back that third and that fourth wall deal, you know, that's why I love doing this show because it's Kansas City. That's such a Kansas City story. Like, that's absolutely – like, when you hear somebody say that, if you're from Kansas City, you get that that's a thing that might happen on the airplane.
Yeah, man. Like, I mean, that's a KC story. Yeah, we had him on Fox 4. I got him on Fox 4 a bunch of times, you know. Like, this is before, like, he blew up. Like, but, you know, we had him on Fox. He's talking about his shirts, like, his whole line, how he got started. I mean, it was real organic. But, I mean, he's just a real cool dude. He was a real cool friend.
It's a small KC world, you know. That's our Disney
world. Yeah, it is. It really is, man. But, yeah, but back to the subject at hand.
Movies. We got new movies. Yeah. What the hell is going on? Not just new movies like VOD. We got new movies in your seats, like in the brick and mortar stores. You're going back to AMC. Yo. What the hell?
You, after months of staying at home and maybe binge watching, you have the option of going to the movies again, supporting an industry that has lost hundreds of millions of dollars just this year. AMC, of course, locally based, one of those companies practicing social distancing.
You can actually go watch new movies at a movie theater, including several AMC locations.
This was supposed to be a 2021 thing, right?
It's different this week. You know, we were trying to reach out to AMC and find, I mean, it's been really hard communicating. So I'll be honest, I don't know. I don't know what the procedure, I don't know the policies. I don't know how the concessions and, you know, the food delivery and all that sort of thing works. You know, I know my favorite place to go watch movies in town was Alamo Draft House downtown, and I know you can't do that setup right now at all, so I don't think they're opening this week. But that was my favorite spot, because I used to love just posting up, and then, you know, the staff was zooming in and out, and you write down your order, and next thing you know, you got like some fried chicken and some beer in front of your face, and you know what I mean, or a pizza, you know, whatever, some mozzarella sticks, whatever.
And that's the thing, and that's why you like going to Alamo, because that's part of the experience that you're going to get, you know? That's what you're looking forward to.
I like that experience, but you can't even begin to do that right now. So I'm not, you know, I'm not really sure how it works. We've been chasing this story for a while at Fox 4 News and just haven't really come up with anything comprehensive. You know, if I find out, I'll let you know.
Oh, I know you will. Because, by the way, just side note, you're the only one that posts any kind of content on that YouTube page. Fox 4, clean it up. In fact, no. Don't clean it up. Add it up. Add more content.
Yeah,
baby.
I don't know what happened. They didn't put any news or anything on
it's
there.
Just
it's all entertainment.
Because I want to pull clips from everybody. Well, we're an equal opportunity
show. Yeah, but it's hard. It's
hard
because we're not allowed in the station. So I don't know if it's because of if it's a manpower issue or if it's a COVID issue. I mean, it's all different right now. But no, people do have the option to like go watch a movie, and like AMC's got, you know, they're celebrating their 100th year anniversary, so all the prices of what movies would have cost back in 1920. But man, I don't care if the movies were free and I could sit next to Jesus and watch it at the same time, I'm still not going.
The conflict is that we got some decent stuff that's coming out this week.
Says who?
We got that new Kevin Willmott.
Oh yeah, that is dope. All right, you're right. I stand correct.
Let's lead. In fact,
about that Russell Crowe joint.
Oh no, we got that coming up. But let's lead with this. Let's lead with this new one from Kevin Willmott, because you know we both.
Yeah, let's please, because it's amazing. Yeah. Hometown in the house.
Things are a little different down here in the South. I will expect you men to obey the racial code.
Yes, sir.
Get back with the others.
Just go ahead and drive this machine.
Officer Cross.
This a white man's world. Every man here has got a lit fuse. Jim Crow's the law. Respect it.
Yeah, no, Kevin Willmott's got a brand new movie. Hold on. Let me pause that. Let me say it like this. Academy Award winning Kevin Willmott, because he won an Oscar
for
co-writing
on that man's name.
Spike Lee's Black Klansman. Yeah, he won an Oscar. He won an Oscar and a BAFTA. He always lets you know that when you talk to him. He's like, nah, I don't just have an Oscar, but I also have a BAFTA. But yeah, he's got a new movie which he co-wrote and directed. Now, here's the cool part about this. This movie, remember we said this week we'd talk about KC filmmaking scene.
Yes, sir.
So Kevin Willmott, who's based in Kansas City, he's a professor at the University of Kansas, co-wrote his new movie, The 24th, with another Kansas City, Kansas native by the name of Trey Byer. Most people know him from Empire. But here's the cool thing about Trey Byer. Trey Byer went to the University of Kansas, and Kevin Willmott was actually his screenwriting teacher.
Oh, you love
and
that.
And he ends up co-writing this movie, The 24th, with Kevin Willmott, which Kevin Willmott also directed. Now, here's another thing people need to know about Kevin Willmott. He's not new to the game. This is like his eighth film. Like, Kevin's been making dope movies. Like, Kevin's a great filmmaker. He's been making dope movies for a long time. In fact, one of the best movies he ever made is one of the best movies made in general. And it's actually kind of like what we're living through right now. It's called Confederate States of America, and the movie is about if the South had won the Civil War, what would life be like? And it kind of is playing out the way we're living life right now.
At long last, the movie you've been waiting for. A thrilling look at the history of our great nation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the Confederate States of America.
Learn how we protected the noble institution of slavery.
A new generation of young people are excited now about owning Negroes.
Watch subjugation at its finest and the master race rise to unprecedented heights.
It's like a quintessential watch, man. I mean, it's one of those
really
you have
is.
To. You
not
really have
people,
to have that
not
in the library.
Not enough people have seen it. It's a great movie. But back to the 24th. The 24th is an amazing movie. It's about a little known story that takes place in 1917 about a regiment of black soldiers. They're stationed down in Houston, Texas, and there are clashes between them in the local police, and one thing leads to another, and then there's this huge revolt where these black soldiers end up in a fight with the policemen. They end up killing a few of the policemen, and other things happen. They get caught. They end up on trial, and it's actually the largest collective murder trial in the history of the United States of America. And what Kevin does with this movie, not only does he really capture the era what's going on, but it's detailed and laid out to where it doesn't beat you over the head. It's not preachy at all. He sort of just lays out the facts and lets it all play out.
All right, so I've got a thing. You've got popcorn bags at Channel 4. I've been thinking about this since week one, Sean. I think I got it.
All right, what we got?
We got the KC Morning Show meter. Hot, warm, or cold? What you gonna go with for I am?
Oh, man, definitely. This
the
is 24th. The 24th is hot. 24 is definitely hot. Like you cannot, you know, 20, you can't get much hotter, man. 24 is hot. The director is from KC. The star is from KC. It's nothing but KC love, man. I'm feeling good on the inside and the outside on this one. You can also check this one out on VOD as well.
Okay, so perfect. That was my follow-up question.
You can also catch it. Yeah, you can also catch. So please support my man, Kevin Wilmot. I mean, I know a lot of people are kind of like iffy on going to the movie theater. You don't have to worry about that. You can still watch this one at home, and I highly recommend that you do.
It's hot. Sean Edwards says it's hot. What's next, Sean?
Super hot, super hot. We got this Russell Crowe movie called Unhinged.
You know what a courtesy tap is, young man?
Sounds like this. It's light. It's friendly. I'm
sure that's what your mom meant to do.
No, it's not.
Mom!
Having a kind of a hard time lately. I'm sorry.
Straight hot garbage. Straight hot garbage.
Ooh, so we're getting the full spectrum on the first time we're doing it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Exactly. It's straight hot garbage. I love Russell Crowe. Russell Crowe's one of the greatest actors of our generation. I don't know why he made this movie. He's playing this dude that just goes berserk. There's a road rage incident, and then this dude is like just giving this poor woman and her son just the blues, man. He's just going nuts. And I found it problematic, man, because you got this angry man like in the era of Me Too, like just trying to hunt down this defenseless woman.
Yeah.
Not trying to watch a movie about that.
We got toxic masculinity all up and down in this thing.
Oh my goodness.
Is it a commentary on that? Tell me it's deep. Is it a layered perspective?
It's so flimsy and thin. It's a total waste of time. I mean, you know, Russell Crowe's good in it, but I don't understand the point. I didn't understand the point of the movie, man. It's just a complete and utter waste of time. Like I'm not trying to watch that. Like it's just like I'm like, nah, I'm not. This is not happening. I'm not feeling it.
Hot garbage says Sean
Edwards.
Yeah,
it's straight hot garbage.
All right, we got one more?
Yeah, we got one more, man. Words on Bathroom Walls. It's a YA movie, young adult movie, and it deals with schizophrenia. I give it props for that. That's a bold move. But just remember these two names, Taylor Russell, she's amazing, and Charlie Plummer, he's awesome. These two young actors, yo, like I said, just remember their names. They're great in this movie. They have tremendous chemistry. They were believable. It's a well played, you know, it's a better than average movie. I found it kind of interesting, and I like the fact that it dealt with schizophrenia, and I actually learned some things of, you know, about schizophrenia that I didn't know about. And yeah, it's watchable.
You know, we might do this for next week, because I am also going through like a YA kick right now in books. I've been reading a lot more like fiction, because I had to take a break from reality for a little bit. And man, there are some beautiful stories in young adult novels, man, and young adult movies. So I was curious.
There's some good stuff.
We might do something for that next week. I saw Perks of Being a Wallflower is on Netflix. I saw that was part of my options when I was going through movies. Maybe we might put something like that together for next week.
Let's definitely do that for next week, though. There's some good YA stuff out there.
So on our meter, that KC Morning Show meter, hot, cold, warm, what we got? What's this one, Sean?
I'm going to go, it's warm. It's warm. It's warm. You know, just warm enough. It's not necessarily hot, but it's solidly warm. It's warm like a cup of hot cocoa.
Ooh.
It's not going to burn you, but, you know, it'll give you that feeling.
It's going to get you in all the right spots.
Yeah, yeah, and it tastes good going down. So there you go.
Sean Edwards, Fox 4 film critic.
All right, man.
Hey, where can people find you, Sean? Plug them handles at.
Man, fox4kc.com, man. And hopefully they got everything up to date, but don't be mad. We're still in a pandemic.
We got this, y'all. Sean, I love you, bro. This was fun.
I love you, man. Yeah,
we had a good,
good
one
man.
Today. We had a real good one today.
Dope.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
Peter Sweeney taking us to that thing we call sports. Before we do that, though, how about that KC Morning Show meter? You like that for a little sports rating, little movie rating? I can do it. I can do a thing too.
Yeah, you are great at what you do. Mr. Hartzell.
Sean liked it too. It wasn't just me. Sean also liked it.
Shedwards also. I mean,
he's got popcorn bags. We got a meter on the show. That's what we do.
You guys are stand-up gentlemen. Yeah. Royals split their doubleheader with the Reds. This latest edition of baseball is weird. The doubleheader, of course, were seven innings each. So there's two games, seven innings each. The Royals won the first 4-0, and the second they lost 5-0. A classic baseball day where nothing makes sense. Now it's the Twins for three games. Royals are 10-15. They need to do well in this series. Duffy, Singer, and Bubic will be on the mound. We're about halfway. Royals really need to get a win streak going here to get back into contention. I think they're going to have a chance at the end here if they can play some good baseball over the next 10 games to get in the playoffs, because they expanded playoffs, and we'll see what happens. We talked about the Chiefs' statement on the new policy. Tyreek Hill left practice with a hamstring issue, but it's said to be minor. And then Sporting KC plays Minnesota tonight, Artzell, 6:30 p.m. Are you pumped for this, Artzell?
I am pumped. We're doing that watch party, so if you get that link, I don't know how they send them out. I'll be totally real with you. So just go to sportingkc.com.
The host of the watch party has no idea.
I have one job to do, and that's just to show up on time. After that, we just see what goes on, man. We just see what happens. We do it
Sporting
live.
Sporting is 4-1, and Minnesota is actually undefeated technically. They're 3-0, so it should be a pretty good matchup here again.
The nicest rivalry in sports. That's what we brand this.
I like that. Fox Sports Go. Or Fox Sports Kansas City, 6:30 p.m. on Friday. I have two other general sports notes. The Minnesota Timberwolves won the draft lottery, and Washington football team head coach Ron Rivera has been diagnosed with cancer. So,
yeah, damn.
Which is tough, because he's been really the face of this changing Washington franchise. And he said he's still going to coach, and that's what doctors have recommended as he goes through his treatment. So, hopefully he is able to have a smooth recovery.
Absolutely.
And then finally, our events. Here we go. As we wrap them up pretty quickly, the NBA playoffs tonight at Hooters in Kansas City. I saw this on Facebook. If you want to go take in the NBA playoffs, if you want to score a slam dunk and watch the NBA playoffs, Hooters. North Kansas City, 6411 Northwest Barry Road.
They got great wings. Great wings.
Live music, Kansas City Live.
Actually, that's not true. Their wings are actually grossly overrated. I'll be totally real with you. They're just fine.
I like the Hooters wings. Anyway, live music at Kansas City Live all weekend. Today at 8 o'clock begins. It's your chill hangout, Hartzell, if you want to go to hang out with a bunch of people, man. It's great. Live music, Kansas City Live. I know you got to be thinking about that. Food Truck Friday at KC One Company begins at 4 o'clock today. So get out there and eat up some food from some trucks. Sporting KC watch party tonight at Bar K. Bring your dog. Cruise night at downtown Pleasant Hill tonight at 5 p.m. Spreeland Armor double feature Brick and Knives Out. That's happening tonight.
Nice.
6:30 p.m. I like Knives Out. Have you seen it?
I love Knives Out. Ryan Johnson, he also did The Last Jedi, so obviously he's a genius.
Inception. The 10th anniversary of Inception, 4K.
10 also, years? It's been 10 years?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's like a dream in a dream, right?
Touche. Well done.
Farmers Markets on Saturday. The Kansas City Beethoven Cycle, the Opus 76 Quartet. That happens at the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception in Kansas City tomorrow. And then Boulevard
Theater of the Immaculate Conception, a.k.a. Pete's Living Room.
No.
Hey,
now,
baby. Hey, hey, hey.
The Boulevard Beer Yoga happens every Sunday at 9 a.m. And then Sunday Funday at McFadden. So Hartzell, after you hang out at P&L on Friday, make sure you head back Sunday for a little Sunday Funday action with all your friends.
I got a birthday. It's Kitty's birthday.
Oh, my God, the girl's birthday. It says right here in Facebook events. Yeah. What did you get her?
I'm going to tell you what I got her. She listens to this show.
What did you get her?
I got her some things and some stuff. I did pretty good. I was a damn good boyfriend, man.
They say the right knee is better luck, so just...
Woo! Peter! It's your Casey Morning Show. Is that all we got?
That's it.
Is that a wrap? That's a wrap. So long, so long. Peter.
Gotta go home.
All right, Peter. Give me a letter so we can get out of here, mate. We got a weekend to take over, to take on.
R.
R. The R. The R stands for... The R stands for right back. We'll be right back on Monday. We made it work.
What a weird thing to say.
Oh. I love you, Pete. We'll say bye, buddy.
Smile.